Welcome to The Joy of Living, featuring your host, Barry Shore. In this time of busy and rush, we don't always take the time to appreciate the life that we have and the love of those around us. Now, the ambassador of joy invites you to take a moment, no, take an hour, and find the joy of living. Here is Barry Shore.
And it says, recording started. Great.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, and you have found good in abundance. You have chosen consciously and conscientiously to tune into the joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore. And today, especially, you will be glad you did. Now, every show is wonderful, right? Today is something special, because you're going to meet one of the more energized, giving, awakening beings on the planet. And what she's going to share with us will be not only informative, but transformative. And that's really what we want. That's why you tune in. You tune in to the joy of living, because you know on this show, it's all about you. Y-O-U-E-W-E. That's why you tune in, because you want to be the best you possible. And it's great. We need you, because when you're the best you possible, you build more bridges, you create more harmony in the world, you create more joy, happiness, peace, and love. And that's the reason that you're here, because you want to be the best you possible, because you know that when you're the best you and you're living in joy daily, you will be healthier, happier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? Healthier, happier, and wealthier? Absolutely. And it's all based, of course, on the three fundamentals of life. And these three fundamentals are, number one, that life, your life, has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, it leads to number two. This is a good number two. This leads to going mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for Make a Difference. You lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference, which is all about our wonderful guest today. And the third fundamental of life is to uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Simplest example, right now you are being joined by over 349,613 people around the world. And in the next few minutes, we'll have break over 350,000 and keep growing during the show. And it's being carried over the internet, that mystical, magical, mythical platform that, if you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? The invariability, it has to do with the internet. Factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-dun, da-da. What a wonderful world. It is. And what is a word, right? W-H-A-T-A. What a wonderful world. And of course, a tip of the hat and a big thank you to Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, for enabling that song to go viral, not just touch tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. And it's all because when you hear that word, that the opening bars of that song, you can't help but smile. Smile is one of the most interesting acronyms you'll ever internalize, utilize, and leverage in life, because SMILE stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Every day. Now, pre-COVID, and thank God we're getting through this crazy stuff, and we'll be on the other side pretty soon, God willing. Pre-COVID, I would speak to groups generally in the multiple thousands. So I was talking to a group of over 5,000 people, telling the story about Barry Shore and the ability to see miracles in life every day. And people raising their hands saying, hey, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours. I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you stand? Can you walk? I can't. Do you have water to drink, food to eat, place to sleep, family, friends? Every single one of those is a miracle. What's the simple proof? Simple proof. A million people didn't get out of bed this morning. You know why? They died. By definition, if you're watching or listening, you didn't. Therefore, you have an obligation to live life exuberantly. Now, just imagine the following. Standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, and that night being in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed. That's me. And it was not from an automobile accident. It was not a spinal injury. I became what's known as a quadriplegic overnight. Nothing on my body moved. Total. Overnight.
Rare disease I never heard of the day before. I was 144 days in the hospital. I was 2 years in a hospital bed in my own home. I couldn't turn over by myself. 4 years in a wheelchair. I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles, and that was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master, but I still can't walk up a curb by myself. I can't walk up a stair by myself. I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, but you hear my voice. Positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Why? All because of this one word, smile. Seeing miracles in life every day. I can tell you a quick story. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago, and she says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about it. I said, smile, sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? Because she says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes, an 8-year-old. But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world she wants to live in. CREATE is a great acronym. It stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Thank God you have a brain, 100 billion plus brain cells, and over 1.2 trillion synapses connecting them all. And they're there for more than just deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. The ability for you to do your own neuro-linguistic programming to cause rethinking will literally change you, your family, your friends, and the world. And our wonderful guest is proof of that. You'll meet her in just a couple of minutes. I got to interrupt because she has to know this in advance. I do use a lot of four-letter words during the show. But now the kind of, and I even use the four-letter F-U word. I do it for shock value and it's fun. But the four-letter words that we use, of course, because we live in the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, the four-letter words we use are grow, hope, free, love, life, gift, pray, play, swim. Those are all four-letter words. I urge people, use four-letter words like those. And the four-letter F-U word is fun. Fun, yes, F-U, capital N, capital N. And right away, people saying, Barry Shore, fun's only spelled with three letters. Not in our world. The world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you see your family and friends, you have a twinkle in your eye and a smile on your face, remember what that stands for, you point your finger and say, F-U, everybody. But remember to add right away, capital N, capital N, and say, where'd you get that? So I listen to Barry Shore, The Joy of Living, and he wants to teach the world to F you, capital N, capital N. Now, just as an interesting point here, you're going to be hearing and leaning in and wanting to know more and more and more about our amazing guest. What I want you to do is go to my website, barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, you see it on the screen. And just go there because all of the information about her book and what she does and just how she's transforming the world is going to be right there. Just go to my website and it'll all be there. Before we bring on amazing Amy, I just want to urge everybody, as I do on most of the shows, to use the two most powerful words in the English language and to use them 3 times a day. Consciously and conscientiously, because when you do this, you're going to change yourself, you're going to change your family, your friends, and therefore the world. Yes, these two words, two most powerful words in the English language, and they are, drum roll, fair, fair, da-da-da-da. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama is quoted as saying, I read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. Now imagine, you're going to be able to go back into coffee shops and you walk in, you order your fancy latte for $5, you sit down, somebody brings it to you, you say, thank you. You walk in the coffee shop, you order your fancy latte for $5, sit down, a few minutes ago, I know what it brings with you. You go to the counter and say, oh, I'm sorry, we're so busy, we'll bring it to you. And you go back and sit down, a couple of minutes go by, you still say, somebody brings it to you, still say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out. Somebody slams the door on you and you say, thank you. You're stuck in traffic. You're late for an appointment. Somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. Get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. KIND stands for Keep Inspiring Noble Deeds. I cannot think of anybody. When I think of inspiring noble deeds that I want to share with you, and you were listening to her, then amazing, wonderful Amy McLaren. Wonderful. Hi. Amy, please say hello to 351,722 people around the world.
A lot of people. Hello, everybody. So great to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. Now, by the way, Amy, when was the last time anybody ever said F you to you and you laughed?
Well, as I was listening to your intro there and you talk about cutting, I had somebody cut me off today when I was driving, dropping my son off. Yeah. And it cut me off and I was like, oh, and then I always like, I didn't swear, but I was like, oh, I'm like, but I didn't say thank you, but I did think to myself, well, maybe he's in a rush or she's in a rush. But you know what made me think of too? It was like, you know, for me, that's a huge thing, saying thank you. And when, you know, when you're driving and somebody just pulls in front, I look for the thank you. I look for them to say thank you, because it does, it takes a second, right, for you to put your hand up or wave or say thank you if you let somebody in. I just think it's so important.
And now it's on us. Now, Amy, I think, is saying, yes, Barry Shore, I love this. I'm going to adopt this 3 times a day, consciously and conscientiously, no matter the situation. Thank you. Because she does harmonize the network. Let me just give you the briefest of introductions, then we'll go right deep into why we're here and to talk about passion and purpose and what you're doing in the world. Yeah. Imagine that being a school teacher, which is one of the greatest things that a human being can do. And then she, in addition to being a school teacher, she merges that into becoming an entrepreneur, which in my humble opinion is the highest calling in the world, because as an entrepreneur, you get to use all of your skills in human interactions and bring them to the highest level possible. And now she's a CEO, in addition to an international, I don't like the word charity, I'll tell you about that later, Amy, international cause that is bringing about the teaching of what it means to be a great human being to thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And it happens to be in the continent of Africa, the country of Kenya, through schools that she and her wonderful husband, Stu, are funding and enabling others to contribute to the cause. And she just wrote a book, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But Amy, let's just dive right in and soar upwards and tell us, what is going on? A school in Kenya with thousands of people and it's working? What does that mean?
Yeah, so like you said, my husband and I founded a nonprofit or a cause about 11 years ago. And it all came for myself. I've always had that desire to give back. And I grew up with a family where we would go to shelters, give dinners. We would have strangers come into our homes at Christmas time because they had nowhere to go. And my mom wanted to give them a nice dinner and some people to be with during those times. So I kind of grew up doing that. And that kind of led to what is Village Impact today. And I'm very proud of Village Impact for the fact that we are community driven. So when we build our schools, we are connected to the government. So the government actually sustains our schools long-term. And it's a community together, working together to have a bigger impact. So
let's go deeper into something about, first of all, your background.
Yeah.
And then talk about legacy versus inheritance and the idea of community. So it is, I think, vital to what you're saying. And again, we have an audience, worldwide audience, generally speaking, under the age of 38. Mm-hmm. And it is, in my humble opinion, the most important thing that any parent can do for their child, children, and relations to model what it is that you want to teach in life. See, I have a dear friend who taught me decades ago, teach with everything you do. If necessary, use words. So you had the ability to see, experience what it means to become a giver in life. Mm-hmm. And a giver is the highest calling that any human being can have. To be able to put that into practice is where legacy comes in, because there are many people who can make a lot of money. Thank God, it's a very nice thing. And they can give over certain things as inheritances. But to create legacy without pointing, say, me, brings about a change in the world, in the structure of the world. So I just want to plant one seed, and then I want you to go deep into what it is that the kids, mostly girls, and how many there are, what they're learning about, what they're doing. Because the word community is a remarkable word. If you'll notice the word community, the you precedes the I. That is the essence of community. When one gets to the point where the you precedes the I, and I'm sure this was in your family without anybody pointing it out to you, then you can live a life that is filled with passion and purpose. As we said in the beginning of the show, the three fundamentals of life are what? Life has purpose. You live a purpose-driven life. You go mad. You make a difference. Okay, Amy, talk to us in depth. What kind of difference are you making for how many girls?
Yeah, so this, so we have, this will be our 15th school that we're building. And this will be
15, our, number 1-5.
Yeah, 1-5. So all of our schools have at least 8 classrooms. Some have more. Our biggest school, I think, has about 678 students in it. but this, when you say girls, and what you're referring to is all the proceeds from my book, Passion and Purpose, that's come out or is coming out, will go to our first girls' school. And we chose to do a girls' school, and that came from the community. So that came from our community on the ground. It came from our community partners. And it came from a lot of conversations with the mamas, with the group leaders in the communities where we are. And what's just happened over the last couple of years, and I mean, it's always been there, but I think COVID has really put a lot of girls in these situations. So where we have, you know, girls walking to and fro to school, and it's really far away from their home. It's in a high area with lots of traffic. So there's, you know, there's lots of things happening that aren't safe for women and young girls to be out. We've had instances reported from, like, you know, where girls are really hungry and they're essentially selling. So, and all these kind of things that you don't want, you wish on anybody happening. Right. And our communities have said, if we could have a girls' school, all the girls can be together in one spot, and it's just, they can be there together. So our first plan is to build the girls' school, which will be a day school. And then our second phase of this project is actually a boarding school. And again, partnership with the government, where the girls can come and stay for a term and just enjoy being in that community, be safe, be kind of with each other that way. So it will be our first girls one. We've never done a girls school, but this is what kind of has come from counselors we have on the ground, talking to local communities, talking to the government, and the best for that.
So let's go and talk about, first of all, geography. Again, the country that you are doing this in is Kenya, correct?
Yeah. So it's in,
And the city that you're doing this in is?
Yeah, so it's in Kenya, and in Nairobi is the capital, but then we're in a small town near Nakuru. So all of our schools are about close to Nakuru, and Nakuru is about 2.5 hours outside of Nairobi.
Right. So for those of you who are geographically challenged, which is most people listening, because it's the nature of the world, I urge you to go and just do a quick search, find the map of Kenya, find the map of Nairobi, and just even, and you'll, again, listen to this and share this with at least 5 people. So I have over 1.5 million people listening and watching. And just find this. We're talking about a small town, but we're not talking about small numbers. You're talking about, first of all, what are the ages of the girls, and what's the number of girls that are attending the school?
Well, the one that we're going to build will have close to 600 girls in them. Our other schools, so we have some other high schools and primary schools, and they typically run anywhere from, I think, 210 and, like I said, to about 670.
But the aggregate number of girls that you are educating is in the multiple thousands, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. For all of the girls, if you count between all school one to school 15 or 14. Yeah, I mean, it's thousands. In total, it's, we're close to almost 6,000 students within those schools. So
okay, so everybody can relate on some level to a school that has a few hundred people. Mm-hmm. But what Amy and Stu and their extended family, who are deeply involved in this, and I'm considering myself part of that because I'm a contributor, and we want other people to contribute also, is that you'll be able to touch, let's put this in perspective, almost 6,000 kids, let's call them kids, girls, in an area that would never have experienced the ability to have what we'll call a real education.
Yeah.
And they're going to be not only exposed to education, but to meals, to kindness, to caring, to goal setting, the ability now to live a life of fullness. So they will be, in my humble opinion, a core group of people that will literally influence millions of people in their own country, because Kenya is a very highly populated country. They'll be able to impact, because that's what you're talking about. You call it village impact, and yet what it is, it's going to be country impact and eventually global impact.
Yeah.
They will. This is a global process that Amy and Stu have begun and ignited because of one word for Amy. By the way, I want to mention to Amy, in my humble opinion, your name means awakening millions wisely. That's who you are. That's what Amy stands for. Awakening millions wisely. That's what we're going to be doing. How do you like that?
Yeah, no, I love it. And to go to your point of like education, that's hugely, and that's a big reason why Stu and I started Village Impact was, for me, the gift of education is something that nobody can take away. And it's not only that nobody can take it away, it's that those ripple effects, like you were saying, of, you know, those girls will go home and help their family, which in turn will help others, then help the community, help the country, help the world. And it's just ripple effects that can come from.
Yeah. Well, in your case, we're calling it the tsunami effect.
I like it. I'll take it.
The tsunami effect. And I want to just focus on one word that you use, because all too often, certainly in the West, let's say the United States, Canada, et cetera, Europe for the most part, and thank God, in a lot of other places around the world, less so in Africa, let's be blunt,
yeah.
Safety, especially for women, is an edgy issue because it's uncommon. It's just not, at the moment, part and parcel of their orientation to the world. There is a tension, albeit sexual, or albeit, how should we call it, tribal, there's many aspects that don't lend themselves to people feeling safe, especially girls. And what you're doing is not just creating an environment for people to learn, but to do it in safety. That's one of the things that really touches me, Amy.
Yeah.
The ability for people to live in a safe environment, which, let's be blunt, look at Chicago. Hello, a certain section of Chicago, people are not safe.
Yeah.
That's not a way to live.
No, it's no way to live. And it's, you know, if you want to reach our full potential and be and find, you know, what we're looking for and just reach that, you have to do it in a safe environment. You have to feel safe to come out of your shell, to explore more, to learn the best that you can. So
let's look a little bit more at Amy McLaren and in her amazing book, Passion to Purpose, which is being released to the world, thank God, on August the 10th, the year 2021. And not only, God willing, will it be widely available and sold, but all proceeds, ALL, all proceeds go to the Passion Project.
Yeah.
So when you get the book, which, by the way, the book is also about educating girls in Kenya. But really, the book is, remember I said this in the beginning of the show, Amy, the book is for you. Y-O-U, the one watching, the one listening,
yes.
Because you're going to learn the seven steps that Amy outlines that are going to help transform your very being so you can be the best possible you and make a difference in your own world. I don't care if it affects one person, two person, three. You can become a tsunami maker. So before we go to the break, because we love sponsors and they love us, let's talk about your seven-step journey,
yeah,
as you say it, to shed self-doubt, to shed self-doubt, find inspiration, and change your life and the world for the better. And I just want to make mention, as I'm saying self-doubt, that seeing you now, Amy, it doesn't seem that self-doubt was part of your world. But I think we're going to hear about that when we come back from this brief break. You're right? We're going to talk about that. So everybody, buckle up, get ready. There's more of this amazing, wonderful being who is transforming the world through giving. We'll be right back after this brief, wonderful message, which pay attention to. As you may know, I'm 72 and recovering from being a quadriplegic at age 55. And to stay active, I swim 2 miles per day, 6 times per week. As you can imagine, I know a thing or two about aches and pains. And until recently, I thought my aches and pains were a fact of life that I had to deal with every day, just part of the process of getting older and staying active. Then I tried 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I have been taking their convenient packs 3 times a day. And folks, I got to tell you, I'm feeling noticeably better. Relief Factor has given me more oomph and less ooh. The secret is its 4 key ingredients. Each one supports a different metabolic pathway that your body uses to respond to the inflammation that is the cause of many hip, back, shoulder, or knee pains. If you have everyday aches and pains too, remember Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and designed to be taken every day so you can get out and stay out of pain. To make it as easy as possible for you to try Relief Factor, they created the 3-week quick start and program and discounted it to just $19.95. That's right, just $19.95. So do what I did. Go to relieffactor.com/joy and order a 3-week quick start for yourself. You'll be glad you did. Again, to claim your 3-week quick start for $19.95, that's all, go to relieffactor.com/joy. You'll thank me. Imagine the kind of place you would want to shop for your favorite fur baby pet. Honestpets.co. Well, you found it. Honestpets.co, not .com, .co. This is your go-to spot for the best, the cleanest pet treats that exist anywhere on the planet. All of the brands go through a rigorous review to make sure they meet the high standards of cleanliness, health benefits, and naturalness. This site was started by a husband and wife team, and it's veteran-owned, and that care about pets, especially dogs and cats, and coming soon, bird treats. These are very nice young people who really care about making a difference because a portion of proceeds go to support veteran organizations with a focus on service dogs. This is the place where you want to go. You want to tell your friends. This has the finest, yummiest, freshest, all-natural treats and stuff for your fur baby. So go there, honestpets.co. Honestpets.co. Do it now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We have good in abundance. Our cup runneth over with good. And it's in a human being, a two-legged, amazing, beautiful, bountiful, beloved human being named Amy McLaren. Amy stands for Awakening Millions Wisely, and she's doing it with and through her husband and her family and a great cohort of other people who care about the cause of making an impact in the world by establishing schools for more than 6,000 girls in Kenya, East Africa, in a small area, and she's enabling them to be educated, to be safe, not to go hungry, and to build something that will have a legacy that will ripple through the world for generations to come. So we are humbled and honored to have Amy with us discussing her amazing book, Passion to Purpose. She's going to tell us about the 7 steps that you can go through. And one of the best things about the book, which I read, it's not a cookie cutter. It's about you, Y-O-U. It doesn't say do this, do this, do this. Nuh-uh. This is about you finding your ability to be on your journey and soar with passion. Amy, we need more. What are the 7 steps? And unpack them for us, please.
Yeah, so I have a copy of the book right here. This is actually.
Let me get hold it a little more angle. Yeah, there it is.
So I just actually got the copy in the mail the other day. So yeah, it's 7 steps. So it's this is like here. So my first step in the book, it talks about opening up to possibility. I really believe that a passion mindset is a possibility mindset. When you're truly passionate and truly love what you do, I think you see all what's possible and you don't see those negative things as much because, oh, there goes my earring. See, I told you. I'm going to take that out 1 sec. So the first one is, yeah, opening up to possibility, passion, like thinking about what you're passionate about and honoring that. Because when you're truly doing something you're passionate about and you're having that joy, like you mentioned earlier in the show, you bring out the best version of yourself. Like I think of when, you know, I have 2 little ones at home and when I'm grumpy mom, no one wants to be around grumpy mom, right?
Nobody wants. Watch out. Mom's grumpy. Ah!
Well, when you're doing something you love, you're the best version of who you are. And I want to be the best version of myself for my children, for the community, for the world, for my spouse. Like, I mean, we all have bad days, but at the end of the day, you have to make sure that you're doing something that you love.
So let's talk. Good. So the number one is make sure you have something called a possibility mindset. Notice what you're saying. Remember, it's in the mind. Create stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Mindset. Yes. And now continue. Mindset.
And then part two, I go into fulfill you because I think oftentimes as, you know, a busy mom or busy entrepreneur, or we get so lost in the day-to-day things that we lose sight of what really fills us up or what really gives us joy. And we kind of put that stuff on the back burner because we think we don't have time or we shouldn't be doing that right now, or we should be looking at our business and focusing on this. But at the end of the day, you really have to focus on you and what you love to do. And that doesn't mean totally transforming your life and changing it completely. It's about sprinkling in those things that you love. So it's going back to look at, you know, what maybe lit you up when you were in your 20s or 30s, 40s, whatever it may be, and then putting some of that into your life. So really prioritizing you, what you want to do, and putting it into a schedule. And in the book, I have some different ways that I've done that in the past and what I've learned from other people that have been helpful for my husband and I and for myself. And to add to that, if I could, one more thing, I think you would agree, but I think when you're married too, there's the importance of having what brings you joy as a couple and then what brings you joy as yourself and then whatever it is, your husband or wife.
This is so vital what you're just saying right now, because the ability to, one, say, fulfill oneself can happen. But you know that almost everybody is in or wants to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And not just for a week or two. You really want to be in a relationship, God willing, for decades. And maybe God willing for life. But the point is that now, in addition to fulfilling you, you want to see the other not as a burden, but as an adjunct to who you are that enables, and you become enabling for each other. Yeah. And then now you're fulfilling a much larger and more bountiful container, and your cup runneth over with good. Thank you. That's a vital, important point.
Yeah, I truly believe like you can go further together, right? It's like what people, my husband always says, better together. Another, like you can do so much more together, but then at the same time as a healthy relationship, I think you always have to make sure you honor some of the things that your spouse might not like. Like my husband doesn't like traveling as much as I do. So I travel a bit by myself or I go with the kids because he's just not into it as much as I am. But he encourages me to do that and to pursue it, which I think is important.
Excellent, excellent. Number three, please, or another.
Yeah.
But they don't have to be in order. You can just.
Okay, no problem. Well, the other one is, for me, it's, you know, it's staying the course, because oftentimes we have so many things that we want to do and we get so distracted and we do a little here and we do a little there and we do a little here and we don't get as far as we want to. So when I started the nonprofit, I knew I wanted to other things as well, but I knew that when I say no to other things, saying no doesn't mean it's no forever. It's like just no right at this time, I can't do it, because let's be realistic, we can't do everything, right now. Like, you have to start somewhere. And so I started with my nonprofit at the beginning, and it's just making sure you're staying on course by revisiting what you're going for and, you know, revisiting your goals or revisiting your purpose behind it or what the why behind it. And I think as you're pursuing those things and you're staying on course, it's also, you've got to acknowledge it's okay if that changes, because I think as we move forward in our life or we move forward towards a goal, sometimes goals can change. Like, sometimes things are different. And I think so many people like get stuck on, oh, but I can't do that because I need to do this. But the truth is, if you're passionate about something in your 20s and then you know, you're doing it in your 20s and then you find out you don't like it and you want to change, that's okay. It's okay to like
change. Oh my gosh, you're giving permission for people to be human?
Yes, and some people, I think they get stuck in a job and they got to stay there. And it's like, you don't have to. You don't have to. Like, I graduated with a master's in education and teaching, and I enjoyed it, but I moved on from teaching and I loved it, but I moved on from that. And because for me, it wasn't fulfilling me anymore, but that's okay. And I struggled with that for a while, with that identity piece of, you know.
Right, because you said I invested so much time and energy, and now, but I'm going to applaud you on something that you know already, but this is for the hundreds of thousands of people listening, God willing, millions, because you'll share this with five people. Is that what Amy just said is so vital? A master's in education, and then so you get the title, you get the feelings. That it's not that she abandoned it. She utilized that those same processes, and now she's utilizing some of those techniques in helping 6,000 kids learn that she would not have been able to do, because she would have been in classrooms or maybe an administrator, and that would have been narrowing. What she did with her MBA, she had no idea at the time, but she broadened her possibilities. Her world opened up so much greater because of what you had in education, because you are an educator, wonderful Amy, as a mom and as an educator, as the head of a worldwide impacting, nonprofit, but you have those credentials that make a difference, especially when somebody's going to invest $100,000, $500,000, millions of dollars, you now have the standing. So nothing ever goes to waste, everybody. What she's saying is be persistent, but with flexibility. I'd like to share with you one thing, if I may, Amy, in my book, The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy. We talk about the word no. Now, when anybody hears the word no, especially kids, they always spell it N-O. That's how you spell it, isn't it? Well, no. Going to Mr. Shore, every time you hear the word no, it's spelled K-N-O-W. In other words, the word in the middle, the no, is surrounded by a K and a W, which stands for kindness and wisdom. So whenever you hear a no, when you train yourself to do this, your training says, oh, I understand. Okay, so I can say no to someone else because for them it's going to be, I'm surrounding you with kindness and wisdom. You're not being harsh. And when somebody, now you, for your kids, even your husband, even Stu needs to know this, that when you say no, it's not no with an anger. It's no with surrounded by kindness and wisdom.
Yeah.
And when you start channeling that for everybody, let's do this with the kids in especially in Kenya, because the word no is the most frequently used word in the English language in interpersonal relationships.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny with this word no, if I can just share too, it's with being in the book, I talk a little about it too, and it's how it's reframing things, not only for ourselves as adults, it's like how reframing our mindset and thinking, instead of saying, you know, I can't do it, how can I do it, or reframing it. But then even with our children, what we've started to do is, you know, because I mean, they're 10 and 7, and they're kids, they ask for things, and we say no. And Stu and I are like, you know, we're saying no, and I don't like saying no. So we say yes, but we're like, well, how are you going to get this extra toy or this extra book? How are you going to do it? Like, did you want to have it earn some extra money around the house? Did you want to do this? But we put it back on them to think more creatively and think, you know, because you can, there's so much opportunity in this world. And that's a part I cover in my book too, of like, you know, dreaming big, because there are opportunities in there when you look for them. And it's just sometimes being creative and thinking a little differently, learning from other people. And I like to show that to my children and like, Yeah, you can. I'm not going to say no, because you could, but how are you going to get it? What are you going to do?
So this is so important what you're saying, because again, if you're framing the no, that you can even sit down and tell them these things. And I'll say, okay, mom, yeah. But as long as you're framing, what you're doing is you're modeling also. So then when they interact with their peers, they might even use it once in a while. Oh, yeah, well, yes, but how are we going to do that? And they'll use it on the playground. Oh, my gosh. They actually are getting it, just like you became a giver, not because you read it in the Bible or somebody told you to do this. It became part of your experience with these wonderful people called your parents and your family. So, interesting enough, the name of our show is people come in, they tune in consciously and conscientiously. It's called The Joy of Living. It's not called The Joy of Living. It's called The Joy of Living. And it can be summed up in one word, giving. Giving is the essence of the joy of living. So you're mentioning reframing, which is a very important skill, by the way. It is a skill. Now, skills need to be learned. So that's what, again, I want to emphasize to people that Amy's book is not just a book. It is a mechanism that is allowing thousands of students, maybe God willing, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, because you're the tsunami effect, as we're saying, thousands and thousands of people to be educated in a safe, loving, caring environment, which in the world they live in is unusual, but they're going to make it usual. And they're going to pass that on, God willing, to their families. And the usualness will literally be a tsunami throughout the world. And there, thank God, we will align with many other agencies and people who want to do this wherever. Again, it could be in Chicago. It could be in Mumbai. It can be in any city or country you want to do. And it can be done in a family as well as in an institution. So that's what Amy's book is really about. It's called Passion with Purpose, because when you live a purpose-driven life, you'll be passionate about it. You'll go mad. You'll make a difference. She makes a difference every single day. And that's the genius of life. Every day becomes more and better and fulfilling in the most positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant way. Amy, we don't have much time. I'm hope that you think this time has gone by fast and it's been wonderful. I want to share with you a quote that you shared with me. Yeah. It comes from one of the more remarkable human beings that have walked the earth in the past century, or certainly the past 50 years. And that is a fellow African named Nelson Mandela, who not only taught the world what it means to live in peace and happiness, no matter the circumstances. And one of his most endearing quotes, which he lived, he didn't just say it. This is an important thing about a quote.
Yeah.
Quotes are nice words, but it's living the words. Am I correct? Isn't that the genius of life?
Yeah.
He wrote, there's no passion to be found by playing small. Hello, everybody. In settling for a life that's less than the one you are capable of living. What Amy is doing is saying, I'm capable of living a life so large that it has nothing to do with me and everything about opening up this magnificent river of giving.
Absolutely.
When we talk about big, by the way, in my world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, we define big as believe in giving. You cannot be bigger than believe in giving. So I'd like you, in the few minutes remaining, talk about what it means for you to see and understand that now you are a global giver. How does that feel?
Yeah, no, you know, it feels amazing. And I feel so grateful, because like you said at the start of the show and throughout the show, like, I am one person, but I have a team behind me, a community of people behind me that have enabled us to make this impact and continue to have an impact. And that's just what happens when you work together with other people that are doing things, when you work as a community, you're a team player, and you have similar values or similar things that you're going for. Because if you have a passion or a message inside you that you want to get out, you have to start talking about it. You have to put it on paper. You have to share, because nobody's going to know. And then who's going to jump on to help you? Like, we built 15 schools, but that has been all of our community and people like yourself and our friends and our family that have all supported it to get to where it is today. And that, to me, that whole journey, you said at the beginning, I write about it in the book, is that's legacy to me. Legacy is not about putting a name on a building. Not that that's anything wrong with that, but it's
wonderful.
It's one thing, and it's great. But it's the little things that we do every day. It's like you said, it's the please and thank yous. It's the encouraging a friend to take the next step. It's just so important to make people feel good and feel heard and continue to have that impact. And we can do that. We don't have to start a nonprofit. You could do that today. You could do it next week. You could continually do it every day.
This is the Amy message. Remember, awakening millions wisely. That's what she's doing with her life, with her family, with this book. I just like to mention that, because you said it, I just want to put in some context, because we talk about it on this show. Thank God we've have millions of downloads and been doing this a couple of years. We talk about the difference between attracting and pursuing. And what you do, in my humble opinion, when you become a giver and you articulate your passion and your goals, you attract people that want to help, people with values. When I'm talking, I didn't say attract money. By the way, that will happen also.
Yeah.
But when you are attractive, those things which you want and need to accomplish your passion, your possibility world, that happen. And it happens with the word share. The word share. Mm-hmm. Share is an acronym, Amy, that stands for spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy. Ah! Isn't that what happens when you share your vision and your goal?
Absolutely.
And as Nelson Mandela, don't play small. Who needs it? We need you to be the biggest you possible. Remember, believe in giving.
Yeah.
Amy, I know the answer to this question, but I just want to ask it anyway. In 80 seconds, what is your most fervent desire?
Oh, I don't know. 80 seconds.
80 seconds is all you get.
My desire is just to continue to bring joy to everybody and continue to bring joy to everybody, and that make the world a kinder, better place by using your passion to do more good in the world.
Yes. Okay. Now you got three little things here. Ready? One is, will you come back again?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Number two,
I'm going to give you. What are your other two?
Thank you. Number two is, I'm going to give you a hug with your permission in front of over 350,000 people. Are you up for that?
Oh, yes. I love hugs. I will.
Okay. But let me tell you what HUG stands for.
All right.
And I'd like you to share this with the 6,000 kids in the schools. Teach them how to do this kind of hug. HUG stands for harmonizing, unlimited giving.
Love it.
Harmonizing, unlimited giving. You ready? Let's count to three. One, two, three.
Oh, I love that unlimited, because it is. It's unlimited. Kindness is unlimited. It doesn't. It's not one thing. It's unlimited.
Right. There is no boundary. Mm-hmm. The genius of living real life is that once you begin to serve, even if it's only in your thoughts and then your speech and then your actions, you're creating the world you want to live in, which is, of course, how we began. You've tuned in consciously and conscientiously to the Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore. And you know that on this show, because you tuned in for the most important reason of all, because you care the most in the entire world about you. As much as we love Amy, it's not about her. It's not about Barry. It's about you, Y-O-U, you becoming the best you possible. And when you do that and you live with the three fundamentals of life, one, life, your life has purpose. Number two, go mad, go make a difference. Number three, unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. You will be happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? Remember, WWW, what a wonderful world. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. As my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in, causing rethinking, as Amy has shown us, enabling all to excel. Recognize that you can do your own neuro-linguistic programming. Your brain has 100 billion brain cells and over 1.2 trillion synapses connecting them all. They're not there just to decide what kind of latte you want this morning. Use four-letter words. Remember, use four-letter words in a positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant way. Four-letter words. Pray, play, hope, free, gift, give, live, love. Swim. I like swimming. And tell the world, F you, capital N, capital N. You got to add that capital N right away. F you, capital N. And then you tell the world to F you. Say, where'd you get that? Barry Shore, The Joy of Living. Go to the website. You learn all about Amy. And please use the two most important, powerful words in the English language 3 times a day. Consciously and conscientiously. You do this, you change yourself. You change your family, your friends, the whole world. And these two words are thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to harmonize and network kindness. Kindness, we said, keep inspiring the noble deeds. Be kind. Connect to nature daily. So we, Amy and I, offer you a blessing. Our blessing to you is go forth. Live exuberantly. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Bye, everybody.
you for tuning in this week to The Joy of Living. Please join Barry Shore for another edition of the program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. And as Barry says, give me five. Share this show with five people you love. Bring joy into your heart and love unto others. And we'll see you here next week.